This is Jerry Agar on News Talk 1010.
Some time ago here on the show, we were telling you about the plight of a couple of business people. Donnie and Sue Lee's mom and pop smoke shop on Yonge Street was in danger of having to shut down. What happened is there was a, get ready for this number, 350% property tax increase. Well, they don't own the building, but if you own the building and you got a 350% property tax increase, you're going to have to charge more for rent for whoever is doing business in your business, so to speak. You don't have any choice as the landlord. The landlord, in my view, was not the bad guy here, and so they were afraid they were going to have to shut down their business. It turns out there has been a review of this assessment, and it has been dropped considerably, so perhaps this is all going to work out. Freelance financial journalist, personal finance expert, blogs on ratesupermarket.ca. Sean Cooper joins me. Sean, good morning.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Doing well. This kind of shocking reassessment, is it uncommon?
Businesses have been paying more than their fair share of property taxes for years. In Toronto, the ratio of property taxes for businesses compared to residential was as high as 4-1. So it's definitely not unheard of for a situation like this to happen.
Well, you come along as the tax assessor, and a 350% property tax increase on a property that I'm guessing didn't increase 350% in value.
No, I mean, the issue with assessments is that the Property Tax Corporation, they don't have time to look at individual properties, so they kind of look at all the properties in a certain area, and that's how something like this can happen.
All right. So let's suppose, though, that it happens to somebody with their home, and it does. We have situations where people have been living in a home a long time, then they're retired, and you have retired couples, or you have one person, the surviving member of the couple, who's saying, I got to sell my house now because I can't afford to pay the taxes on it.
Yes, that actually happened to me. My assessment value went up $65,000 when I just moved into my new house, and that was going to put up my property taxes a fair amount, so I actually successfully appealed it.
All right, so then that's the question, Sean Cooper. How do you go about appealing a tax assessment?
Well, I mean, your chances are pretty good. I did some digging around, and I found out about 50% of homeowners across the country were successful in doing that. Depending on which province you live in, the process is different, but here in Ontario, it's actually quite an easy process. You can visit the website aboutmyproperty.ca, and the first thing you should do is request the comparable properties report from MPAC, and then once you... if you've recently bought your house, you can request your home appraisal from your lender. That will definitely help with your case. And once you know what properties were used to compare against your property, you can find similar properties that sold in your area and try to make your case that your property should be valued lower, as well as you can point out things that should make your property value lower, such as if you're close to a railway or a major street.
All right. It's kind of an interesting exercise, isn't it? I'm going to try to convince somebody that my property's not worth a lot.
I mean, a lot of people, brag about how much their property's gone up, but I guess they're not too happy once they find out their property taxes are going up a lot. But it's important to remember that just because your assessment value goes up doesn't mean that your property taxes necessarily will, because as long as your assessment value goes up the same as the averages for all the homes in your city, then you won't see a tax increase. However, if the average, for example, went up 10% and your value went up 26%, that's when you'll see a tax increase.
I'm talking to Sean Cooper, freelance financial journalist, personal finance expert. We had told you a few weeks ago about Donnie and Sue Lee's mom and pop smoke shop on Yonge Street. They were in danger of having to close down Roxboro Smoke and Treats because the property assessment, they didn't own the building, but of course the rent would be passed on to them, was a 350% property tax increase. Sean, that kind of property tax increase leads me to believe it's not a fair and equitable process?
No, unfortunately, as I mentioned, I mean, the Assessment Corporation doesn't have time to look at individual houses, so it's kind of like they look at a certain area and basically assess the values in that area. So even though, I mean, if properties have gone up a lot in your area, you might be hit with a big assessment value. So, I mean, unfortunately, they can't look at individual houses. They just don't have the manpower for that.
All right. Do you think that the city is reasonable then when someone comes back and says, you've made a big mistake on the assessment of my property?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I definitely think it's fair that some people have cases. I mean, I don't see how it could go up by 350%. That definitely doesn't seem reasonable. So, I mean, as I mentioned, as long as you do your research and you can even include supporting documentation such as photos, as long as you make your case, then you can be successful in appealing your assessment like me.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks. My pleasure.
Sean Cooper, freelance financial journalist, personal finance expert for the Lees. Their business is saved by the fact that there was a successful appeal and the assessment has gone down, meaning their rent won't have to go up as much.